Module 11, Alternatives to Meetings. Sometimes a face-to-face meeting isn't the best solution. In this module, we will explore alternatives to meetings that can help you and your team save time and be more productive. Don't forget that even if you use a meeting alternative, you should still use the PAT approach that we discussed in the last module. Take minutes and distribute post-meeting notes and action items. Instant messaging and chat rooms. Instant message applications and chat rooms can be a great alternative to meetings, especially if meeting members are separated by distance. Some things to remember. Make sure you have an agenda and stick to it. The chairperson's role in keeping things on track is more important than ever. Set some ground rules at the beginning of the meeting to eliminate distractions such as emoticons, sounds, and acronyms. Make sure you keep a record of the meeting. Some applications to try: Campfire, MeetingPal, Microsoft Office Communicator, Windows Live Messaging. Teleconferencing. If more personal contact and real-time sharing is needed, try a teleconferencing system like Adobe's Acrobat.com, Microsoft Live Meeting, or Citrix's GoToMeeting. Most teleconferencing applications feature screen sharing, collaboration tools, interactive whiteboards, voice and text chat support, meeting recording capabilities, which can serve as minutes. Again, remember the PAT approach and remember to keep minutes and action lists. Email lists and online groups. If your meeting group requires ongoing interactive communication rather than periodic face-to-face gatherings, an email list or forum or online group can be an effective tool. There are a few options for these online tools. If your organization has the infrastructure in place, you may be able to set up something on site. If your organization doesn't have such an infrastructure, there are many free tools out there, including Google Groups, Yahoo Groups, and Convos. A few things to keep in mind if you are going to use this sort of solution. Having a moderator is essential. These types of tools can quickly get out of control without proper supervision. You'll want to make sure members stay on topic and stay professional. Make sure you monitor the time spent on these tools. Setting a daily or weekly update or delivery time might be a good idea. Just like a meeting, an online list or group should have a purpose and stick to it. Collaboration applications. A more sophisticated electronic tool that can reduce the need for meetings is collaboration applications. Systems like Microsoft SharePoint, Rike, HelloTonics, Google Docs, and Basecamp can give users interaction and collaboration tools from any location. These sorts of tools may be most beneficial for project meetings or situations where users need to peer review each other's work. Once again, these tools must have their purpose clearly stated, and participants must make sure that these time-saving tools don't turn into time wasters. Case study. Vivian went to talk with her supervisor, Paul, about her dilemma. When they sat down, Vivian explained, "I wanted to talk to you because I'm just not sure what the best option is for holding a meeting when there are so many attendees at different worksite locations." Paul said, "Well, have you thought about using a chat room or instant messaging application?" "I did think of that," Vivian said, "but won't that make it impossible to stick to an agenda?" Paul shook his head. "No, it will make it more difficult, but not impossible. Let's work on a plan for how you can keep your meeting on track using a chat room or instant messaging application." Coming up with a plan took only a short period of time. Vivian would have an agenda and make sure to stick to it.